Are you ready to find out what I did next on my lymphatic journey? Stay tuned for this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I am Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got the beautiful Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. And please go out and check out our library of podcasts, over 350 podcasts sitting out there. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. We love you and we are so grateful that you take the time to listen to us and watch us if you're watching on YouTube. So thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about my journey. If you are listening for the first time, at least go back and listen to last week, okay? Mm-hmm. But actually, we started talking about my journey back in January, and there are how many podcasts on
there's
that?
There's like 15 or 16 15, okay. back, from back in that those that that piece of that group,
like January, February.
That group of podcasts, yeah, there was about 15 podcasts.
Okay.
And then we did one last week kind of as an update
okay.
from that. And then okay. we're continuing one more new thing.
Perfect.
That you tried today.
Yeah. So one of my podcasts, one of the podcasts that we did earlier this year was about lymphatic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because of my enlarged lymph nodes, you know, my biggest goal was to try to get things flowing nicely through the lymphatic system. Okay. So I've been going for lymphatics very regularly. I go every month. At one point I was going every 2 weeks. Starting in the new year, I will start be going every 2 weeks. But the lymphatic, and there's manual lymphatic,
that's working with you is using their hands.
Exactly.
To move the lymph.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The kind of lymphatic that I've been getting over the past 2 years or so is, now I can't think of it, bioelectric mm-hmm. manual lymphatic, I think is what they call it. They use these little wands and it just allows for deeper penetration of the tissue
down. And the nerve, it gets to the nerve.
And the nerves, right. Mm. So my lymphatic therapist has been asking me to try something new called it's like a lymphatic compression suit. Mm. And she's been actually talking about it for several months. And so finally, I got to do it today for the first time.
And I went so I could take pictures.
Yes. Actually, she went for the first time to get a lymphatic from my lymphatic therapist. So it was exciting. I had my wife there with me.
But I wanted to take some pictures to show this woman setting up Dr. Cruz. So on YouTube, if you're not watching this on YouTube, you can go on YouTube and you can see some of these pictures that I took of this woman setting her up with this.
So basically, it is a suit. There's a lot of Velcro involved, and they are basically wrapping up. She started wrapping up my feet, then worked her way up my legs, wrapped it all the way up to my groin, and then started from the lower abdomen, got the lower abdomen right below my breast, and then there was a piece that was under my neck. So that picture shows the entire suit, kind of look a little bit like the Michelin Man.
Yeah, I told her she looked like an astronaut. Or I told her it looked like she had a giant blood pressure cuff.
Yes, which actually, that was really the best analogy. Because what happens when they turn it on, it starts to fill up at the feet, okay? And basically it's filling up and it's squeezing and it's going sequentially. So the feet, working up the legs, working up the abdomen and to the neck. And it's basically compressing all those areas. And then by doing that, it helps to move the lymph fluid. So this is just another form. But it did actually feel, when Tina said that, it was like a big body blood pressure cuff. That's actually exactly what it felt like. So I laid there for about 45 minutes, mm-hmm. and basically it was just constant cycling where it would fill up starting at the feet. and sequentially fill up. You know, the feet then would deflate, and then the legs would inflate, the lower legs, then the upper legs, mm-hmm. And then the abdomen, and then and the arms, so, and the neck.
Was it going in a circle at all, or was it just going up and down?
It felt like it was going up and down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It felt like it was, and then it had, there was infrared light built into the suit, so she had that on.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so she had that on, so that actually was really cool. Mm-hmm. But no, it's, you know, I just, she kept asking me if I was claustrophobic, and it kept, and that kind of worried me a little. I mean, not that I know of, I'm not claustrophobic, but I guess because you have this tight suit wrapped around your entire body.
Mm-hmm. For a while.
For a while, yeah. 45 minutes or so. So, but I actually made it through. I'm pretty sure halfway through I fell asleep because mm-hmm. of the infrared light. You had that warmth, and then it's just squeezing you. Like, it's like, it's like somebody giving you a massage uh-huh. all the way and through your whole body.
And like a giant hug.
A giant hug. That's right. A giant
for
45 hug.
45 minutes.
Yeah, so that was actually a very cool experience. But while we're doing this, Tina, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself and what, you know, I've been asking her to come and get a lymphatic for the last 2 years since I've been doing it.
Yeah.
And finally, I was finally able to get her to come and do a lymphatic.
Well, we were getting, at one point we were going for lymph and colonics
a while back.
All the time, but probably 2-3 years ago before COVID. We were going pretty regularly, but that was manual lymphatics that we would go to. And then COVID hit, right? And all that slowed down. And then you got diagnosed with your thing, and we kind of poured, you know, all of our investment into you. But the last few months I've been trying to get back into stuff again, and I've been doing my colonics again. But the wands were very cool. Mm-hmm. It was definitely a different experience. I mean, she basically just took the wands and was, you know, moving them around the body. She did my legs, my arms, my chest. Spent a lot of time in this area on my chest. And you know, and we do a lot of stuff. I mean, we do the infrared sauna, we do the plate,
the vibration plate,
we do the chi machine, we work out. Like, I work out every morning. And she, you know, and then for the last 3 months, I've been training almost 2 hours a day for Kung Fu, because I'm getting ready to get my fourth degree black belt. I've been doing a lot. And she's like, yeah, you were still pretty clogged. And I was like, geez, like, what else? You know, you can imagine people who aren't doing these things, how backed up the lymph is, you know? So she's like, yeah, I had to work a while. I got it to move, you know, toward the end, but I had to work a lot. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I told her, starting in the new year, I'll start coming back once a month and doing it, because it is good for you and it feels good, and you feel good after.
It does.
I actually felt very tired after.
Yeah, yeah. I could tell when I picked you up, we both went together, then I left to go get a colonic somewhere else, and then I came back and picked her up, and you looked wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, but when you think of it, when the lymph fluid is moving and if it's been congested, I mean, you're moving out toxin.
Yeah.
You're moving out toxin, and you know, it's and you haven't had a lymphatic in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so make sure that you hydrate really
well.
Yeah,
I know. I've been drinking
a lot
of water.
Yeah, you need to be hydrating. But yeah, it's it definitely, I love going for lymphatics. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just love doing the self-care. Mm-hmm. Because for so many years, I haven't taken care of myself the way I should. You know, I've been so inundated in my work as a physician, mm-hmm. and just everything being about the patients, and you know, and worried and everything, that I mean, like, even working through the weekends, you know, and missing out on stuff with my kids from time to time, and so, you know, I had to really sit back and do some soul searching when this all happened, you know, a few years ago, and I was like, you know what, I've got to make some changes, mm-hmm. some major changes. Mm-hmm. And it feels good when you take care of yourself, when you're going to go to do your exercise, your yoga, whatever, your lymphatic, you know, when you're eating well, mm-hmm. when you're eating healthy, okay, like, all of that feels good, because, you know, it is a psyche thing, mm-hmm. you know, it is a psyche thing, and you're taking care of yourself. And mentally, it does make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Makes a huge difference.
And if you're interested, like you live in the Phoenix area, you want to try out some of these modalities for yourself, just email us at support@drlizcruz.com. We can send you their name and phone number. You can call them up and we'll send you all the people that we recommend for, you know, these types of things, that people that we've gone to for years, you know, that we trust and that we know do a good job. Because there's a lot of people out there doing this stuff and everybody has a different technique.
Sure.
Everyone does things differently, but, you know, we have done our research and we found the people that we really feel like are making an impact.
Absolutely.
Out there. So if you're interested in getting those referrals from us, all you have to do is email us. You don't have to sign up for a wellness consult if you don't want to sign up for a wellness consult.
And can you give them that email again?
Yeah, it's just support@drlizcruz.com. That's also if you want to contact us for anything. You have questions about what we do. You want to come see us at the practice. You have questions. Just everything is support@drlizcruz.com. And then, you know, we do want to connect with you. And the best way to connect with you is by doing a wellness consult with you. You don't have to be a patient of ours to benefit from the wellness stuff that we're doing. And we do it for free. The initial wellness consult is free for everybody, patients and non-patients. So it's a gift from myself and Dr. Cruz. So to sign up for a wellness consult, you can go to our website at drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta button on the homepage. You click that, it'll take you into a calendar. You can book a free 30-minute over-the-phone wellness consult. And then if you love the show, please go subscribe to the show, our podcast, so you don't miss any of them. And then also give us a 5-star rating so that other people just like you can find us. We're really trying to bump up our I think we're seven. We're like a number 7 podcast for alternative health podcasts,
awesome.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But out of all the podcasts in the world, we're like number 1,800 something.
Really?
Yeah. I really want to bump that up.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Please help us.
All the podcasts
please
out there,
help us.
We're like still, you know, we're close to 2,000. But for the alternative healths, we're number 7. So
yeah,
that's pretty great.
That's pretty good.
We have a lot of viewers. We have a lot of listeners, but we want more. Because the more that we can get, the more that we can educate and teach and be a resource for people. So we thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.